Well, Peter's on the line right now, Ike.
Yeah.
Peter from Maple Shade, New Jersey. Peter, how are you?
How you doing, guys?
What's up, Peter? All right, Peter, so listen.
I got some news to break.
What?
Rob Maddy, M-A-A-D-I.
I know Rob Maddy.
The NFL for the AP.
Yeah.
Has been working on the story. I told him my story.
Yeah, we don't care. We don't care. Listen, Pete.
He reached out to the Eagles.
Yes.
And the Eagles corroborated that it was Sirianni and his wife, Brett, that I had the incident with, and that he was, quote, just busting my chops.
Right.
Quote.
There you go.
Right, there you go. So we don't. So
there you go. So it's already been established right there. I don't need to put you under the spotlight and have you on the damn witness stand here cross-examining you. Like, you told Boomer and Gio this story as if the coach was going to come after you and rip your head off.
He was.
Oh, come on. Come on, Peter.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Okay, I'm playing tennis is a gentleman's game. I've been playing tennis 30 years. I know the etiquette of tennis.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm about to serve. It's a quiet, serene day in a beautiful Haddonfield Park. I'm about to serve when he goes, hey. And then he started, and then he took two threatening steps towards me.
Two threatening steps.
All right, so hang on.
And
I'm a softie.
Just Peter, hang on a second. All right, you've done a lot of talking today on the situation. We want to ask you questions. You can give answers, but that's it, okay? So you're playing tennis, and what's the first thing that he says to you?
He goes, hey, I have a problem with what you're wearing.
Okay, and you thought he really genuinely had a problem with what you were wearing because it was a job. Hang on.
To serve. Wait a minute. You stop somebody in the mid serve in the mid game to say that to them.
So the ball was in the air. You're saying, and you were about to hit the ball, and he yelled at you. He has a problem with your hat, or you were just playing a recreational game in a park.
No, he thought he would say. We play a serious. We play Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays at Centennial. It's a group I'm in called Silver Rackets.
Okay. We got all of that, Peter. I mean, listen.
Bunch of old dudes playing.
Yeah, you're doing your tour. Here's the thing, Peter. Nick Sirianni, and I wasn't there, but I can't imagine the head coach of an NFL football team wanting to fight somebody he has no idea who you are just because you have a Giants hat on. You think he's going to lose his job because you have a Giants hat on?
I can't imagine it either.
No, I'm asking you, do you think he's going to lose his job for fighting you?
That would be yes. What he's thinking.
First of all, his wife was beating
his butt 4-2
okay.
at the time.
We get all of that. See, what we're trying to establish here, Peter, is whether or not you took something that was tongue-in-cheek and him busting your chops and really made a federal case out of it. That's what I'm getting.
Why do I have to do that?
Because it gets you attention.
I don't need that.
Well, you called up to a radio station and said the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles looked like he was threatening to beat you up.
No, I didn't say that. I said I got into it with him.
Right. You said he took two threatening steps towards you.
He did.
And then what happened? He stopped?
No, and I said to him, look, bro, I'm from the Bronx.
Oh,
I said, you want to come over here? You can. And I said, and then he's like, okay, and your head coach sucks. And he said that 3 times. And then I said to him, listen, this isn't 6th grade, bro. And I said that to him 2 times, and then he stopped.
So, Peter, just listening to you on the phone call, I could tell with what you were saying was actually truthful, and I can tell when you started embellishing the story, right? Like, what was truthful was he probably said something to you about the hat because mm-hmm. Nick Sirianni's a good dude, and he's just playing around. Mm-hmm. I do the same thing when
anytime I see a Giants hat or Cowboys cap, it's like, dude, why you got that hat on? Yeah. I mean, it's just friendly banter, man, between Eagles fans and Giants fans. That's all it is.
Right, and for whatever reason, you decided to take that as him being threatening
right.
or anything like that. And you're gonna have me believe that he took threatening steps towards you, and then you said, yo, bro, I'm from the Bronx, and he stopped. So was that after the second step, and he just stopped in the air? Or how exactly did he stop after he took threatening steps towards you? Was it immediate when you said you were from the Bronx, or did he slow down? How did it exactly go?
No, I was explaining to him why I was wearing a Yankee shirt and a Giants hat on these courts, because he said you shouldn't be wearing that hat on these courts.
Right.
Peter,
just basically saying it's Eagles territory. I'm just saying I'm trying to get to the point where you took that literal as if it was some type of threat on you or he was going to impose some type of physical harm
right.
to you.
No, I've never felt threatened.
Okay, then.
Didn't you call in WFAN and say that? Peter, just pot him down for a second. Just understand this. When you make the decision to call a radio station in New York, mm-hmm. and then that
but,
call—
By the way, one of the biggest in the country, if not the biggest
exactly.
in the country.
And then that call now has become to where the Eagles are having to put out statements to Rob Motti of the Associated Press because you claimed that you were threatened by Nick Sirianni. If the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles is taking threatening steps towards you because of a conversation you were having on the tennis court, that's a serious allegation, right? So in what happened was he was just trying to play around, mm-hmm. and you took it the wrong way by calling a radio station, and now by appearing on here and doubling down on that, that's a serious allegation.
You're 1,000% wrong.
About what?
You're wrong.
About what?
I'll tell you and all your listeners. You're wrong. I didn't threaten. I didn't say I felt threatened by him. You put those words into the story.
You said he took threatening steps towards you.
That's different than saying I felt threatened by him, isn't it?
Not
I'm a
really.
Journalist. I was an award-winning journalist. I've been published in the New York Times.
I don't care.
Words. I know more about words.
Were you threatened when he took those steps towards you?
A little bit, yes.
Okay, you're saying you felt threatened by him.
No, you're trying to play word games, Peter.
Right, whatever.
You're trying to play word games.
Is it possible, Peter, that he was just in your mind that
he was busting his chops?
Right.
That's all he was doing. It's obvious that's what was happening, and you took it the wrong way. And you're the one who just said, yo, bro, I'm from the Bronx, and this and that and the other. You sound like you were ready to fight.
That's why.
Mr. Award-winning journalist, you sound like you were ready to put up your dukes.
No, yeah, I would. I don't take shit from anybody.
Oh, and dump that. Here's what happened. Here's what really happened.
Yeah.
Nick Sirianni's a good dude, and
yes.
he was trying to bust your chops because he's a football
fan.
Having
a little fun. That's all he was doing.
Out there,
yes.
And you're the one that turned into an a-hole, and you're the one that turned this whole big thing into something that it wasn't.
Because
the way you spoke to him is what it sounds like.
Boomer and Geo.
That's why you called Boomer and Geo,
yeah.
and you didn't get cross-examined like you did here in Philadelphia.
What were you trying to accomplish by calling Boomer and Geo, by the way?
Because I'm a big fan of their show.
Okay.
And that's fine.
I watch them religiously.
Guess what, Peter? It doesn't make any sense that the head coach of the Eagles would somehow now be calling the head coach of the Giants trash. What did you say he called Brian Daboll?
Yeah, and that's a lie, too, Peter.
Yeah.
You're saying that he said three times that Brian Daboll sucks?
That's not a lie. What was the content?
Why did he go back to it the second and third time?
Yeah, why did he say Brian?
What's the context?
According to Rob Motti, they're very good friends. Brian Daboll and him are good friends.
Oh, so it was more
joking.
I didn't know that.
You have anything else for this witness, Ike?
No, I'm good.
Jack, do you have anything for Peter from Maple Shade?
No, I think we got to the bottom of it.
Because, Peter, it doesn't sound like that you're like a bad guy, but just so you understand,
it sounds like you wanted attention, Peter, and you've gotten it today.
Yeah, you got attention. You accused the coach of the radio station
with this story. You could have kept that to yourself. You decided to call it. What'd you say? You got breaking news or something when you said it to him?
You two guys cash paychecks every week for people that want attention and call your show, because otherwise you wouldn't have jobs.
No, but the point, no, we're saying this is, no, they call to talk about sports. They don't call and say another head coach of an NFL team. They almost got into a fight with them.
When the coach of an Eagles does that on a tennis court, that's sports. That's a story.
Sound like a Giants fan that's trying to talk down on the Eagles because you know the Eagles going to be putting foots in you this year. And your team's going to win 5 games. Now, I said that, and I don't want to fight, and they do stink. The Giants do stink. How about that?
Your team stinks.
Yeah. No, your team's been the worst team in the NFL the last 5 years. Check the facts on that one.
Why didn't he build the damn tennis court in his Haddonfield backyard?
I'm off the tennis court. I'm talking about the stinking Giants now. I'm off the tennis court stuff. We didn't already crack that case.
Why don't he build a tennis court? He's too cheap to build a tennis court in his backyard.
Peter, what awards did you win, by the way? Since I've heard many lies on this phone call, I just want to double check.
New Jersey Press Association, I'm looking at the plaque here, 1994, Better Newspaper Contest, Pete Parada, author, Route 130, Vibrant Debate, first place for business writing. I was a reporter for the Burlington County Times for 22 years.
Congratulations.
Yeah, respect all of that. I'm just trying to figure out how this led to you calling the radio station to say that the head coach of the Eagles tried to fight you.
And I currently have a column called On the Road that's in 17 newspapers and online at centraljersey.com. You could call up the website. I do a weekly column.
Well,
I got 1.5 million.
Don't believe me. I'm done with you and this story the moment we hang up, and I have some fun with it afterwards. But believe me, at 6 o'clock, whatever time we're off today, this story is done.
Yep.